I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, March 26th. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals today will continue a hearing regarding a proposed new condo complex near the historic Adams birthplaces. And we'll also be holding a hearing regarding a proposed new recreational marijuana shop. The 9-unit, 4-story condo development is proposed for the site of Quincy Auto Tech on Independence Avenue. The new development would have first-floor commercial space and 23 parking spaces. The Adams National Historical Park worries that it could limit parking for visitors to the birthplaces. Also today, Margaret Supree will be seeking a special permit to construct a new building at 159 Brook Road and open a retail marijuana shop. The zoning board will meet today at 6 in the first floor meeting room of Old City Hall. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce will hold their annual meeting and business showcase today at Granite Links in Quincy. At least 50 area businesses will be represented during the showcase. The Galvin Companies will become the 7th business to be inducted into the Chamber's Hall of Fame. Also today, the winners of the Phyllis Godwin Women in Business Award and the Bruce Wood Grants will be announced. The event runs from 4:30 to 8:30. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce is in its 15th year this year. A Quincy woman is one of 60 young people recently sworn in to Governor Maura Healey's Youth Advisory Council. Salma Bulal, formerly of Methuen, joins the group of people aged 16 to 21 who will advise the administration on issues including civic engagement, education, climate, housing, mental health, and youth violence. The council is made up of young people from all over the state who will serve 2 years. It includes members from all racial and ethnic backgrounds who speak 14 different languages. Bulal is an undergraduate student studying political science. She graduated from Methuen High School last year and now lives in Quincy. A Massachusetts hospital plagued by financial struggles will close its doors for good next week. Steward Healthcare will permanently shutter New England Sinai Hospital in Stoughton next Tuesday. In late January, Steward said the hospital's financial performance had decreased by 1,600% over the past 5 years. The healthcare company blamed skyrocketing expenses related to labor, material costs due to inflation, and lingering effects of the pandemic on its decision to close the hospital. Steward also said that it owed about $50 million in unpaid rent. The hospital's closure means the loss of 39 rehabilitation service beds, 119 chronic care beds, and all ambulance services at the hospital. Steward Healthcare, which owns 9 hospitals in Massachusetts, is grappling with a financial crisis and considering pulling out of the state. Governor Healey has said her team's committed to finding more responsible ownership for Steward's hospitals. The Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing held an oversight hearing on the effects of private equity ownership and investment in healthcare yesterday. Starting next month, the former Chelsea Soldiers Home will be used as a safety net site amid the migrant crisis, as Massachusetts officials have set new requirements for families being housed at state overflow sites. The new rules will require families staying at safety net sites to recertify monthly and demonstrate action toward getting work permits, jobs, and housing. About 240 families are currently living in state overflow sites, while 7,500 families reside in emergency assistance shelters. Yesterday's announcement came as the state's Emergency Assistance Family Shelter System has been operating at capacity for months amid a large influx of migrants to the Bay State. Effective May 1st, families will be required to document engagement in case management and rehousing efforts monthly in order to remain eligible to stay at a state safety net site. During the recertification process, families will be evaluated on whether they've participated in state-provided services, including applying for a work authorization, participating in a workforce training program, submitting job applications, taking English classes, and searching for housing. Families will be allowed to remain at the sites as long as they continue to engage the services and activities. Well, the familiar beep of a ferry boat off the coast of Hyannis often signals a summer vacation. But for most of the year, it's actually a lifeline for industry on the island. That commute, as well as that of others who rely on ferry service in the off-season, is under threat due to the proposed environmental regulation. A proposed rule update by NOAA would drastically cut speed limits along the routes the ferries run between the Cape and Islands from November 1st to May 30th. The rule update would apply to all boats in that time frame that are over 35 feet in length and would reduce speed limits to 10 knots. For context, the fast ferries currently run around 30 knots. And the slow car ferries run at about 13 knots, so the speed restriction would affect all running passenger and cargo ferries. The rule change has been in the works for years, but is recently garnering more attention as it heads to the final planning stage. It's designed to protect the endangered right whale. According to research, vessel strikes paired with entanglement in fishing gear is the leading human-driven cause of death for right whales. Studies have shown that reducing vessel speeds to 10 knots or less can save the endangered species. However, those who run the ferry companies from the Cape to the islands say it is an overcorrection and stress that their captains have never had a right whale sighting in their decades of business. In the off-season, if the proposed regulation was passed, Highline ferries would not run in the off-season. The Steamship Authority would have to cancel all fast passenger ferries and reduce the 3 car ships a day down to 2 to calculate for reduced speeds from 13 or 14 knots down to 10. The regulation received 90,000 public comments, which will be reviewed before moving forward. There will also be another period for public comment before any regulation is passed. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 162. NASDAQ lost 44, and the S&P dropped 15. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar was lower. The euro rose. Oil at almost $82 a barrel. In sports, Celtics' winning streak comes to an end last night as they lose to Atlanta, 120-118. They'll play in Atlanta again Thursday night at 7:30. The Bruins are in Florida tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly cloudy, maybe some drizzle and a high 40 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 32. Scattered showers tomorrow, high 56. Showers and maybe some heavy rain on Thursday, high 52. And lingering showers Friday, high 50. The boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet, northeast wind 15 to 20, gusting to 30, at a high tide at 1:10 p.m. Sunrise 6:35, set at 7:03. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 26th.